she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Oh, good morning. What a beautiful day it is.
JP, a.k.a. Snuggles.
Hey, hey.
And me, Sybil. Hi, welcome. Even fresh from Hawaii, this sounds like hula music. I'm like doing the hula dance over here.
Beach Boys.
That's Sybil, right.
Sybil just came back from Hawaii about 8 hours ago, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good to be here, though. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. You can always go to autoflex.com, where you can see our great pre-owned cars, set up a test drive, or maybe apply for a lease online. You know, most places you have to go in and sit down and work with them for hours before. Mm-hmm. Not at Autoflex. Send us an online app. We'll work with you. We'll get it all set up. By the time you get to our place, it'll take 15 minutes or so to get your car.
Makes it easy. Coming up later at 9:45, I have a feeling this story is aimed at a certain person on the show, but we're going to talk about the best and worst states for speeding tickets.
I do have to admit that I did think of someone specifically when I saw this. Yes.
All right. I can't wait to hear about that one. But first, even in Hawaii, I could not get away from this story because it's everywhere. Fiat Chrysler had to recall over a million vehicles recently.
1.4 million to be exact. They were required by the government to recall these cars, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, because they are hackable. And there was a great example on television. It was publicized, and it showed two hackers with a laptop taking control of a Jeep Cherokee and eventually taking the brakes away, and it runs off the road and into a ditch.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's really got everybody upset, and for a good reason. So if you have a Fiat Chrysler with an 8.4-inch touchscreen Uconnect radio, let me give you the models that very well could be affected. A 2013 through 2015 Dodge Viper, a 13 through 15 Ram, half-ton, three-quarter-ton, or one-ton pickup, a 2013 to 15 one-ton, one-and-a-half-ton, and two-ton chassis cab, a 2014 and 15 Jeep Grand Cherokee and Cherokee SUV, a 2014-15 Dodge Durango SUV, a 2015 Chrysler 200, Chrysler 300, and Dodge Charger sedan, and a 2015 Dodge Challenger Sport Coupe. All of those vehicles may be affected by this.
That's kind of freaky, but there is one out. I would say there's one good thing about this. If you get pulled over for some sort of speeding or driving by,
you could say, I've been hacked. Oh,
I'm not in control of my car
right now.
Didn't you know?
Now, I will say this also, the Dodge Dart and the Dodge Journey, which also have that 8.4-inch Uconnect screen, they are saying is not affected by this. You can go online and enter your VIN number into a special page that Fiat Chrysler has put up and find out if your car is one of those affected. Mark Rosekind of the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration has cracked down on recalls because, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, the government has cracked down on the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, saying that they were way too cozy with manufacturers and they weren't recalling when they should recall. So now everything gets recalled, and Rosekind is the one that's responsible for this. Congress has weighed in. There's some senators that say that laws must be passed so that this can't be an issue anymore. And the bottom line is, your car is a computer, and it is wirelessly connected now if you've got a newer car. All of them are. And if it's wirelessly connected, it can be hacked unless there are a lot of things in place to prevent that.
Go ahead. They should rename it WeConnect.
Yeah. It's scary to think.
Because anybody can connect, apparently.
It's not good.
that you get these cars, these newer cars, for safety, and then you're really not safe if there's somebody out there who wants to do damage.
Well, hopefully nobody will. And the other part of this story is, A, you need to have an extremely high level of ability to do the hacking. You need to really have the skills for this.
And yeah, your next door neighbor that's 14 probably can't get this on.
Well, I don't know. Some of those 14-year-olds could.
Mr. Robot could.
Yeah, and then you need access to the vehicle for a couple hours. You need to be near it, right? So
actually, no.
I thought that I read.
No, that. if you have the ability to reach it wirelessly, it works like a cell phone. So,
what if you line your garage with lead?
That would probably stop it.
Superman.
That would probably stop it. Now, here's the other thing: Fiat Chrysler has issued a software fix online.
Okay.
So
that sounds great. It's online.
Yeah. And you know you can trust that.
Sure.
Right.
So if you all, if you're driving one of these cars, you can go to their website and take a memory stick, plug it into your laptop, download the fix, then go plug it into the USB port on your car and download the fix to your car. And so you can take it to a dealer, or you can go online and get the fix.
They should send everybody the preloaded stick.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, they could, and that would take a while and cost $1 zillion. But if they do put it online, there's plenty of folks out there that are plenty capable of downloading into a memory stick and then uploading it to their car.
Okay, for those of us who are not so technologically advanced, is a memory stick the same as a flash drive or a thumb drive?
Yeah, thumb drive.
Okay. Or jump drive.
There's lots of names for this thing.
Yeah.
That's confusing for some of us. Just saying.
Fiat Chrysler's going to have to do a lot of damage control after this.
Yeah. Well,
sounds
here's
like
the
bigger
thing.
Rebates to me.
They are not the only car company that probably has this kind of vulnerability.
I'm waiting to hear from Acura.
I know that Mercedes has spent $1 zillion to prevent people from hacking their cars. So they have a number of things in place that prevent that. That's one manufacturer. The only reason I know that is because I read it. Again, I read it online, so I know I can believe it. Yeah.
So if I'm Mercedes, if I'm in their marketing department, I'm going to really take advantage of this right now. Like, put out commercials like, we're unhackable. We've invested $1 zillion.
Like the Chevy and like Chevy did to Ford on their product about the cage.
Yeah,
the aluminum truck. So much.
Yeah. Oh, they've got a new ad out now. Chevrolet's got an ad out between a Chevrolet and a Honda Odyssey, and they say the Chevrolet has a 5-star crash rating. The Odyssey doesn't. Which one are you going to put your family in?
That's rude.
It's brutal advertising, but it's absolutely great advertising.
Yes. When you told that story, I got chills that day.
Oh, yeah, about
the bear.
Yep.
Ben the bear.
Let's try it with a shark next. Apparently, that's the Sharknado is coming true.
Mm-hmm. The Sharknado was on again. Sharknado 3
was on.
I know,
but just go to the... I'm not getting in the water. Now there's been an alligator.
And they've been given the green light for Sharknado 4.
Well, sure they have.
Right.
Sure they have.
Honk your horn if you're a fan of Sharknado.
Okay, so if you're driving any of the cars that we have spoken about, please go to the Fiat Chrysler site. Look for the insert your VIN number here. See if your car is affected. If you are technologically adept enough, then take a flash drive, download the fix, put it in your car's USB port, and upload it to your car, and you should be fine.
Is there anything else that the thing that you stick, the memory stick, flash drive, thumb drive, zip drive, whatever those, it's all USB port?
Yes.
For those technologically challenged people like myself? Okay.
Yes.
Or you can run over to the dealership.
Boom. Exactly.
It's done. But your VIN is on the windshield down by the bottom left corner from where the driver sits to your left. You just have to get out of the car to look at it. And it's also inside the door jamb of the driver's side.
Either on the door or inside the door jamb.
Make sure that number matches the one on your insurance card, because that's the one you'll type it into from your on your computer.
Always a good idea to make sure it matches your insurance card,
I've
too.
I've had because, that happen.
Yeah, if it doesn't match your insurance card, you'd have a real problem if you had a total loss.
Oh.
Yeah, because then the car you're driving wouldn't be insured.
Well, that'd just be rude, because you were paying for the light car. It's just a digit off.
Yeah, but you still have a problem with insurance. Always make sure that matches.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's good advice. I've never thought of that before.
Yeah, well.
I saw it happen. We had a customer that had a car that he had purchased, and that car, they goofed up the VIN number when they typed the contract. So when they gave the VIN number to his insurance company, they'd goofed up the VIN number to his insurance company, and he actually had a total loss. Thank goodness he was fine. But the insurance company would not pay for his car because they didn't insure the car attached to the VIN number they had.
You can tell it's a typo if it's one number off.
It is such a hassle to get that deal, get by that and get paid and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Always check that stuff.
Who proves who gave the wrong VIN and that the insurance company didn't do the typo?
It was the
That's
car
just
dealer.
Wrong.
No, it was the car dealer. It was the guy that sold the car.
Call your insurance company yourself to make sure it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Can't hurt.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
AutoFlex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're looking for a new car, it's a good weekend to go car shopping. You should call AutoFlex. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 out of the area. It is a great weekend to go car shopping. If you do it the AutoFlex way, do most of it online, on the phone. Tell us what you want to drive. We'll do all the work. When you get there, we'll have contracts ready for you. It's not a good day when it's 100 degrees to walk a black pavement lot or an asphalt lot, car to car, and then burn your fingers when you're trying to turn the key. It is not a good day for that.
Well, a good sales professional would definitely get in that car first and get the AC going for you like I always did for my clients. But let me tell you a story quickly about what's happening this morning. One of my a friend of mine has a mother-in-law that needs a vehicle. She has a 20-year-old Buick with 40,000 miles on it. Yep. And so she doesn't drive very much, but she does need a car. This one, it gets overheated now, and she doesn't need a car that lays down on her. So she's coming in. He called me yesterday and said, Tammy, what do you think she should lease? She's thinking she'll only really want to drive maybe for another 4 or 5 years. Should she buy the car? Should she lease the car? And she only wants to spend X number of dollars total.
Mm-hmm.
And she would like to just write one check and be done with it. So, of course, we have multiple products from our Flex Buy to a pre-owned lease, new car lease, and, of course, we can sell the car as well. And I'm talking about a pre-owned. To save money, I told him you can put it in a Flex Buy or a pre-owned lease. So you're saving money going pre-owned, and then you save money by doing the residual-based financing because she only wants to drive this car for X number of years. So we selected several cars, sent him some ideas online last night, and they're going to come in this morning at 10 o'clock to test drive. The specialist that I have arranged everything with to meet with them is going to have the cars over in the shade.
Nice.
Ready to go, because we do have a covered area where we can set the cars up so they're not burning hot. And then she can look at the cars, learn about them. Obviously, I told him only cars with backup cameras because that's really a nice benefit. And that was the other thing. I said, oh, my gosh, we need to get her into a car for this century so that she has all the safety features.
Right.
You know, she might not be as interested in technology just like me. Bluetooth is nice if she's likely to do that. But definitely the backup camera.
Mm-hmm.
For my parents, I'm going to install it in their cars. So that's a pretty cool thing that they're going to do this morning. So that's how we can set it up for you.
And I also would like to mention Michael and Shelley James, two 105.3 fans that came by and got their cars. They got two cars from us yesterday with John Boyle, one of our great specialists that works with us every day. Michael and Shelley James, thank you very much. We appreciate your business.
Yeah, thanks, Mike and Shelley.
They're one of the five that listen to the show.
So there's three other ones besides them.
Besides that couple, there's three more people. No, maybe there's a few more. There's more than that, texters.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Speaking of, I'm thinking about getting a Ford Escape for a Ford Edge. What are your thoughts about safety, and do they have any issues?
Well, good question, because my last vehicle was a Ford Edge, and I came pretty close to getting another one when I leased it.
So you liked it a lot then?
I did like it. It was comfortable. It didn't ride like a car exactly.
No, I don't know of any safety problems with the Ford Escape. The Edge and the Escape are both really, really good cars. We lease them. We sell them pre-owned. I don't have any unhappy people. So I would say whichever one fits your needs.
And on the Ford Edge, there were a couple issues with the Sony MyTouch. in the beginning. I think they've worked out most of those bugs, but that they would just send me a little disc to stick in, or I could go into the dealership and they would do my update. It was a computer thing. It was not an engine transmission. It was all in the computer.
Now they do a flash drive.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Autoflex Leasing fan text. Do you guys sell new/used motorcycles? No. Okay.
We'll take them on trade.
Oh.
You can trade in
motorcycle. Actually, we do take them on trade.
And we do sell that. We wholesale those. We usually get rid of those.
Except the one I have in my garage right now. We took it in trade. It's a nice motorcycle.
That's awesome.
Okay. Moving back to our government and regulations, the FTC is probing GM, that sounds good, over possible certified pre-owned sales without having recalls fixed. It is against the law for a dealer to sell a new car that has open recalls on it. But now the Federal Trade Commission is looking at sale of pre-owned cars without having the recalls fixed. And it's problematic in a couple of areas because if you're buying a Chevrolet from a Ford dealer, it's going to be very difficult for that Chevrolet to get the recall done by Ford repaired because the car's got to go back to a Ford store.
Yep.
So it's sort of a difficult kind of a situation. Right now they're dealing with GM on GM cars, but here's the other thing. There were 34 million recalls last year. So if you look at the raw number of cars, it's really hard to track which cars have recalls and which cars don't. I don't know that there's a comprehensive system that the manufacturer could use to track every single car that comes through their lot, but it looks like the Federal Trade Commission is going to require that that's done. And this is not just safety recalls. This is just recalls, period. Safety recalls, I certainly understand. Mm-hmm. But if it's a recall because the glove box door latch needs to be replaced, I don't know that that materially affects the drivability of the car.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the FTC is going to enforce this with all manufacturers.
Well, yeah, I think they're going to. They've aimed at General Motors to begin with.
So that's pretty scary. Interesting stuff.
Well, and the reason that they're saying that they have a problem with this is they say the advertising says the car is certified pre-owned. And the use of the word certified, they say, implies the fact that there are no problems with the cars.
Maybe they should use bona fide.
They could.
It's bona fide.
Right. So in Texas, with all the sunshine we have, almost everybody has tint on their windows. I know every time I get a car, that's one of my requirements. I need tint. But there are the rules that you can't have it too dark.
Okay, so this came from my son-in-law. Jim Woodard called me, and he told me he'd been stopped by a police officer because the tint was too dark on the windows of his pickup truck. I promise you.
Yeah.
And so I went ahead and looked up the rules because I didn't even know the rules. People that install window tint have to know the rules, but I didn't know the rules. I didn't know what they were.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the rules for window tint. And this is a good way to know if your windows are tinted too dark, if you've got one of these little meters.
Nobody's going to have the meter.
No, except the window tint places and who else?
State inspection.
And?
The police.
That's exactly right. So, if the front two side windows have less than 25% light transmission, in other words, 75% of the light passes through the window tint, that is not legal. So, 75% of the light has to pass through. It can only block 25% of the light. And they've got a meter, by golly, and they do use them. The back windows, you can black them out if you want to.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. No law on the back windows. The rear window of the car, the back side windows. The rear window of the car, same as the side windows to the driver's and the passenger side seat. No more than 25%. I mean, no more than yeah, at least 25%. Pardon me. Try it again. Less than 25% light transmission will fail the inspection. Now, there are exceptions, and this was sort of surprising. One, limousines, taxis, and buses. Makes sense, mm-hmm. right?
No, because the driver still needs the...
As the driver's window is not tinted, right?
They tint them dark.
See?
They tint them dark.
Makes no sense.
Here's the other thing. law enforcement agencies. When you see the car that's all blacked out, driving down the street, lowered with all the noise coming out of it, you think you know who's in it, but you could be wrong. It could be the police.
Right.
Okay. Vehicles for people that have medical permits that say they need additional light blockage for their eyes.
How do I get one of those?
You can, in fact, get one if your doctor will write the prescription. And then you have to present that to the installer of the window tint to get it installed. And then you have to keep a copy of that with you. So when the police pull you over, you can say, hey, I have a prescription for my window tint.
Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time buying that from you, Miss Brown Tan Hawaii girl.
I have Josh Hamilton eyes. I can't be in the sun.
Okay.
But every other part of you can.
Right.
Also, here's another thing I didn't realize. You cannot have a dark tint below on your windshield deeper than 5 inches from the top of the windshield.
I've seen
and
that.
You can put a band up there,
yeah.
But you can't put a gold band, a red band, or a blue band up there.
Why?
It has to be a tint. It's against the law.
But does it? People probably, think it's a police officer?
It probably changes the way the streetlights work.
Oh.
It's the gamma rays.
Yeah.
It's the gamma rays.
Especially if you might be colorblind or something, maybe that would skew whether you're, I don't know.
And the gold might reflect off of the driver.
Sure. Like, and it
well, and that's the
you.
Other thing.
Does anybody know?
You can't have more
Could
than,
any of you text in and tell us?
You can't have more than 25% reflection from any of your window tints. And years ago, I had a car that had mirrored windows on the side of it.
Oh, wow. That's
and
cool.
It's not legal. If it reflects more than 25% of the light, then it's illegal. So you can't have the reflecting side glasses legally.
Right.
Aha. Finally, if you have window tint, there has to be a label, at least on one glass, certifying that the window tint meets state specifications. It's usually on the driver's glass, right rear lower, back at the very back where you're door lock button used to be.
Okay.
That's where they put the sticker. If you don't have the sticker, it's against the law.
But is that your fault or is that the window tinter's fault?
Yours.
Ignorance is no excuse.
Man.
You listen, if you heard this radio show, by golly, you're definitely going to be accountable.
But no. They don't know we heard it, right?
No, but you're the driver of the car. It's kind of like, then whose bag of paraphernalia is this in the car if it doesn't belong to the driver,
I
right?
I don't know where that came from.
Exactly. So I don't know why there isn't a sticker there, officer.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So really, window tint, I understand the need for it. It keeps the car a little cooler. It's a little easier on the eyes. I personally don't have any window tint because I have a little night blindness and I want to be able to see. And I really like it when the other person doesn't have window tint because then I can see their intention when they're looking to check whether they're going to pull out in front of me or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell if they see me.
Right.
If your window tint is all dark, and especially at night, you can't see their face. You can't tell if they really see you coming.
Autoflex Leasing fan texters, back to our VIN problem and having a different VIN on your insurance card than on your car. Really sharp fan texter, if the police pull you over, it would show that you were driving a stolen car.
Oh, sure.
Ooh,
sure,
not sure, good.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Not good, grasshopper.
We do have smart and great Autoflex Leasing fan texters.
We do.
I work for Land Rover and do cool inspections. We always do every recall, even on non-Land Rover cars.
There you
they
have
all
it.
Get done. So I would imagine all of their trade-ins go run through that inspection process, and they check those VINs for recalls. That's awesome. Glad to know they do that.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, does Autoflex have Corvette Stingrays, and what is the difference in price in leasing and buying a Stingray?
Great question.
I have an 800 Beacon score.
Wow. First of all, kudos to you.
Yeah, you're taking care of your credit. Good job. Here's the thing. A Corvette Stingray has extremely good resale value, so you will save quite a bit, 30 to 40% of what you would pay if you purchased the car for the same term. It's a lot of money in this case. So the lease payment's a lot less.
It's a good way
a retail
to go.
Payment.
Yeah. And if you want to keep a newer car.
Well, and we lease a lot of Corvettes for that reason.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, next time you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned vehicle, call AutoFlex. They will give you great service, and I'm speaking from experience. Got my last two cars through AutoFlex, and they'll do the same for you. So what are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. And as always, AutoFlex.com, if you'd like to do it from your easy chair, you can fill out an application online. You can learn all about leasing. You can set up test drives if you would like to drive multiple cars. Maybe the coolest thing is you can get a free Black Book appraisal from AutoFlex. Just fill out the form, and it will actually send you back real numbers. No one will call you and say, do you want to know what your car's worth? It'll actually send you back a good idea of what your car's worth. Now, here's the other thing. Books don't buy cars. Your car could be worth more, or it could be worth less than the Black Book guide says. It's just a guide, but it gives you sort of an idea. So if you're worried, if you think maybe you owe too much, it's a good way to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, AutoFlex Leasing fan text. What do you think about direct dealer sales? We'll start with that portion of it. I don't think direct dealer sales are good for consumers.
Well, explain what that is, David. In my opinion, it's not that clear.
Yeah, I don't know what
it is. What he's talking about is direct franchise sales. That means that Ford would sell Fords directly to you, or General Motors would sell cars directly to you. There would not be a dealer in between.
It wouldn't be somebody like us.
Exactly. Well, and let me explain to you why I say what I say. Automobile dealers have a vested interest in taking care of you, and they are local. They are around the corner from your house in most cases. It's close. Manufacturers all have their places that they live all over the country. There's no direct connection to you, and you are just a small cog in a big machine buying one of their cars. If you have a problem, it is much easier to get it fixed from the selling dealer than it is to try to deal with the manufacturer. In fact, the manufacturer has a vested interest in not spending any more money on you after you have the car. The dealer, however, will fight for you. One of the biggest examples of this that we're seeing right now is Tesla, and everyone thinks, well, everyone should be able to buy Teslas directly from Tesla. That's the American way. Well, it might be from one standpoint, but from another standpoint, if you have problems later on, it's not in Tesla's best interest financially to spend money on you once you've bought their car. It's just, and here, everyone needs to realize this is all a business, and businesses are driven by profit, and profit is the only reason anyone's here. That's the truth.
Right.
It's the only reason Tesla's there. Tesla wants to make all the money when they sell you a car. Past that, they want to do no more than that. They don't want to spend any money on you that they don't have to, because that's their job, just like General Motors and Ford. Your dealer, he's got the same motivation. Certainly he's going to make a profit on you, but he wants you to come back to him. He's going to take care of you. So I don't believe that factory direct sales are good for consumers. Now, gasoline tax. The second part of the question was, what's going to happen with gasoline tax with electric cars and that kind of thing? It's going to drop. In fact, we're seeing a couple of states that have started taxing the mileage on the car rather than the gasoline because it's not using much. Hybrids don't use much. Electric cars don't use any. And the states have to have taxes to maintain the highways. So they're going to, and again, there's three states trying it right now. They're going to tax the mileage on your car rather than the gasoline. The gasoline tax would go away. The mileage tax would take over. And when I looked at the equations, they set it up as if everyone drove 15,000 miles a year. And so that taxation would be the same as the gasoline tax they would get if you drove 15,000 miles a year. So that's my thought on that. I mean, I think eventually that will happen, or they will tax hydrogen. If hydrogen becomes the prime fuel for automobiles, they'll tax hydrogen the same way they do gasoline.
The bottom line is they need that money in the till to pay to keep the roads going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it cycles around, so you're going to pay for what you use. But, yeah, they'll get their money no matter what. And they need it so we can have these fabulous roads without potholes. Here's an interesting AutoFlex leasing fan texter. Hyundai Genesis, 2012 to 2014 sedan. The navigation system is a very dumb fit in the panel, and it's very hard to see during daylight. I have to lean in to see it properly. It needs the top part pulled 2 inches out. So I guess that it's slanted in so that the sun coming in that reflects off, just like with your cell phone.
Well, and that's not funny. That is a car that's a problem on. It is not the only car that's a problem on. There are other cars that have that same kind of issues.
They need a little hood.
They need a little hood. And I have no, when you test drive a car, you should test drive the car, look at everything in the car around you, spend some time. A test drive ought to last 25 or 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's not a drive around the block. Oh my God, it smells good and I want this car. Make sure that things like this don't happen, because he's got that car now and I don't know a good fix for that. And there's probably not one from the manufacturer.
I think he needs to craft his own little hood for it.
Yeah.
That's what I think you need to do is craft your own little umbrella.
Right.
Little sunbrella for the navigation.
Well, this is like, David, you say all the time, if people are coming to Autoflex to test drive a car, make sure you bring anything, any equipment that you normally haul. If you have a baby seat,
yes,
or if you have a dog kennel for your dogs, bring that stuff, because you're going to want to make sure it fits and that you can easily snap it in and snap it out.
Another good Autoflex Leasing fan text. This fellow is right on. Tesla sells every vehicle they sell at full retail. They do not discount cars. You're not paying full retail for the car likely that you're buying today. You're buying it for less than the manufacturer's suggested retail price. Best example I can think of is in Canada, all Mercedes-Benz dealers are owned by Mercedes-Benz. Guess what you pay for a Mercedes-Benz in Canada?
Sticker.
MSRP. They do not discount the cars. The manufacturers own all of the cars that they sell, and they don't discount them. In the United States, you can get a discount because there's bargaining room. You're dealing with a dealer, and it gives you bargaining room. If the manufacturer is selling you the car, they're going to get MSRP.
But keep this in mind. No matter what product you're looking at, if there's not enough of it, basically it's made of unobtainium, you're going to pay sticker. You're always, it's called supply and demand. So if you want one of those cars that everybody wants and they're only building a limited production, then don't expect a discount.
Mm-hmm.
Autoflex Leasing fan texters, everyone asks their tent guy to break the law and says, don't worry, it's on me. Well, it's not really. I think they can come back on the tent guy too.
That's so, why that sticker's there.
Don't ask your tent guy to break the law.
And speaking of tent, because we talked about the laws as far as how dark your windows can be tinted, and we have that posted. If you go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, and you can see all the stories we talk about. There was also a line that you can't have on your windshield, a gold, blue, or red bar across the top.
Right.
And I said, why those colors? And a lot of people fan texted us and said, those are gang-related colors.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. I mean, I know red and blue, but I didn't know gold was. So maybe that's why you can't have the colors on top.
Oh.
Yeah. Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter, 43733, says, I currently own a 2011 E350. I want more speed with my luxury. Should I get an M5 or an E63 AMG or an Audi S6?
Okay. They're all great. My vote's the M5.
Yeah. The one thing I would say to realize is that 12-cylinder Mercedes engine in the 63 is... had problems. It has had some serious problems, and it's a very expensive car. If you don't mind it going to the shop once in a while, it's a great car.
What's cool, though, about those AMG engines is those are hand-built by hand-selected technicians from Mercedes. It's like a promotion off the normal assembly line of building engines.
Mm-hmm.
These guys build the AMG engines, and they're signed.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
The other interesting thing is they're also accountable for failures in the engine. So if you have too many warranty claims against your engines, you're bumped back down to the straight line. I learned that from a Mercedes dealer. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, good to know.
But I've got to say, I have driven the M3s, the M5s, and the BMW M5 is fun.
That's an awesome car.
Fun, yeah. fun.
If you want to test all three of them, test drive them all side by side, you can call Autoflex.
Yeah, you can at either 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234 out of the area. By the way, those cars, all three of those cars are much better in a lease than they are in a purchase,
well, sure.
Monthly payment-wise.
Sure.
Yeah. Autoflex, okay, back to some stories real quickly, because this is sort of important. Mitsubishi is closing down their manufacturing plant, their only manufacturing plant, in the United States. It is in Illinois, It has been open for since 1988, back when Mitsubishi and Chrysler were partners. It's the only Japanese manufacturer plant that is UAW represented. And the plant, they're just not selling enough of their vehicles over here to justify keeping a plant open. Here's the downside. There's 900 people that work there. And when they close that plant down, those people won't have jobs. That's a serious problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to sell the plant to another manufacturer so that those people won't lose their jobs. But if you're in a small town and you've got a large manufacturer there and they close down, it's a bad thing for your town.
Yeah, sounds like it. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, JP the Snuggle Monster, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, the next time you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned car, please give AutoFlex a shot. They'll help you out. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can learn about any car you might want to, because you can build any car you might be considering getting right there at AutoFlex.com. Click on Build My Car. It'll take you to the screen. You specify the make, the manufacturer, the model, and then you add equipment. It understands all the build conflicts, so it won't build a car for you that you can't actually get.
Love that.
I do too.
So somebody sent us an AutoFlex Leasing fan text. He says he's got a 2010 Gallant with 107,000 miles. He's paying $400 a month, and he wants to trade it in for a Camry for a little bit less each month. Any help?
Yes. Is that the answer?
Yeah.
You should be able to save some money on that. And if you get a new one, it's going to have a full warranty. If you get a pre-owned one, you're still going to be good. We can do an extended warranty and still keep your money. Keep your monthly payment lower than that.
Yeah, so call 972-234-1234.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, let's get into a true car.
Yeah, this is the second part of the story we read last week where AutoNation and True Car got a divorce and they blamed one another. How about that? Well, now True Car has issued their second quarter earnings and they are down. In fact, they are down millions of dollars. They lost $9.9 million first quarter. Now they lost $11.6 million. Their stock price dropped 27% in the past week or so. Now the stock price drop, a lot of that is probably the result of AutoNation losing their largest customer, AutoNation. Scott Painter, the president of True Car, blames it on their inability to close sales. Now, that's laughable because they don't close anything. They're an advertising company.
They don't do jack. Yeah.
They don't talk to a customer. All they do is publish numbers online and say you should be able to buy your car for this. And many of the dealers out there say that the numbers they publish aren't realistic and that no one could buy a car for that. The business model probably is not working really well. It'll be interesting to see what he does, because Scott Painter is a genius. He has reinvented himself several times. The last time his company cratered, he took responsibility himself. He said, it's because I'm such a bad guy. Nobody likes me. I treat everyone like junk, and I'm not nice to people, and I'm going to be nice to people. And then his performance picked up, and everybody thought, well, that was it. But I think it's the fact that he doesn't really add anything, and they charge the dealer every time you buy a car from them. And the big thing is, they require the dealer to give them, True Car, all of their transactional data on every customer they do.
So you go online to True Car. True Car tells you what price you should pay. You go to the dealership. And trust me, it's not going to be you just go in there and pay that price, because those lowest prices are typically somebody has thrown something ridiculous out there that is a loser on the front end. So they're going to hold you up in that finance office to make some back-end profit, or they're going to add stuff to the car. They're going to do something to make up the money, because nobody can stay in business losing money.
Right.
True Car, hint, hint. I don't even know how this company became public. I was discussing that with David when he told me, you know, when we first started reading about this and doing, I was just like, how did this even happen? And he told me, because Scott Painter is a great, he's really smart. and he can put things together.
He's a tremendous self-promoter.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be interesting to see because they're losing more and more dealers. The fact is, the biggest problem that I think they've got, though, really is if the government looks into this, all of the information they're requiring those dealers to share with them, because if you go in and you buy your car through TrueCar, that gives TrueCar your information. That's fine. But the dealer that you go to has to turn over all the information on every other customer that they've got to TrueCar. So if you buy a car from a TrueCar dealer, even if you didn't go through that company, your information goes to that company.
And they're doing it because they want to make sure that if you ever visited a site, their site, that they're going to get their money from that dealer, even if that dealer didn't. It's just ridiculous.
Well, that and they're amassing a massive amount of personal information on people, stuff that you don't necessarily want to share. Maybe you didn't go through them. You just bought a car from that dealer, but that dealer has to share that information with TrueCar. So they've got your home address. They've got your insurance. They've got your social. They got your birth date. 41 points of information on every transaction is what they require.
And are they doing with that information?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Supposedly nothing. Well, I think they're doing it to make sure that the dealers are being transparent with them about whether or not, because the dealers have to pay them like $300 mm-hmm. each time a customer buys a car from them that went through TrueCar. So they probably want to check all their sales records to see if any of those people went to TrueCar, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. to get the money. But, of course, David always thinks there's an ulterior motive that they could sell lists or market or do something like that.
Yeah, the reality is that information is worth maybe more money than they're getting paid for the car.
That's where my mind went instantly. Right. Like, that must be where my number, not from y'all, but I keep giving it, you know, sometimes when you have to sign up for something and you get all these telemarketer calls. And I was thinking, maybe that's where it comes from, something like this.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure that I don't, but I'm definitely going to make sure my stock portfolio has no TrueCar stock in it.
Okay. So there is now a smartphone app that will allow you to unlock your door, start your car, blare your horn, do all of that stuff remotely from your smartphone.
I can already do that with my AutoFlex Lexus.
Oh, I know that. So I got the story for the show, and it's called Mazda Mobile Start. And they charge $500 for the program, and they charge $65 a year for the use. But it does allow you to start your car, to to blow the horn, to unlock the doors, to do all that stuff remotely, which is really cool. I mean, especially in Texas, if it's hot outside, you can start your car, turn the air conditioning on, that kind of thing. And then I got a Facebook from Allison Saul, who's an old friend of mine. And she said her Lexus does that already, and she's not paying anything?
No, it's just a free service that's already included as part of having the Lexus.
Well, you can get it with a Mazda now, too, but you got to pay for it. Yeah.
It's called a Lexus Inform Remote Suite. You just put it on your phone.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
And there's no annual fee.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Mm. Chevrolet plans a low-class pedestrian avoidance system on their 2016 Malibu, and this is really sort of some cool stuff. The same camera that they've used for their lane change avoidance that notifies you if you're drifting out of your lane, they're using that same camera. They're putting it up in front of the driver behind the windshield, and it will warn you if a pedestrian is moving in front of your car, and it will actually put the brakes on if you get too close to them. So and they're working currently on technology that will help them recognize bicycles and big animals, things like that.
You do realize they are slowly but surely installing that driverless technology piece by piece.
That's exactly what it is. And go ahead.
I was going to read an AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Y'all are actually pretty interesting to listen to. I'm a huge fan, and hear David every day. I'm not usually in the car on Saturday morning. I started to change the station to music, but y'all are great too. Mm-hmm. Great job, guys, and thank the fan for making such great content every day that I thought twice about. Nice.
I'll be darned. That is nice.
Man.
Okay, finally.
We love you too, man.
The story that was not designed for Sybil.
Yeah.
WalletHub.com has done a study on the states that you don't want to get a speeding ticket in. The worst to the best. And so, here's the thing, and this all came from a Jalopnik reporter named Patrick George, who got stopped in Virginia going 93 in a 55, and they locked him up for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
Because if you're going 40 miles over or further, it becomes reckless driving, And it has a jail term. And you get one day in jail for every 1 mile an hour you're going over 40 miles over the speed limit.
Oh, my gosh.
They
are
serious about that. Yeah, well, don't speed in Virginia.
Apparently not.
Apparently. So, you know, as tough as that is, Virginia is not even in the top five of the strictest states. The top, Colorado. Don't speed in Colorado. A lot of states measure speed to a certain point, and after that, it becomes reckless driving. And reckless driving becomes a criminal offense, not just a ticket. And so it can be a real bear. In fact, in Illinois, if you exceed the speed limit 40 miles per hour, it becomes a Class A misdemeanor, which could result in a suspended or revoked license, as well as fined and jail time. Following Colorado is the toughest state are Arizona, Delaware, and Illinois. New Mexico, Virginia, Iowa, Massachusetts, they're tied for seventh. Alabama and the District of Columbia round out the top 10. Now, here's the interesting thing. Guess what the best state is to get stopped for speeding?
What?
Texas.
Wait.
They're the most lenient.
The most lenient.
I beg to differ. DPD.
I knew you would.
And Carrollton PD and Fort Worth PD.
Maybe we shouldn't be telling everybody you have a Lexus. Maybe they're looking for you.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing. In Texas, you can actually claim that the speed you were driving was safer than driving a slower speed because of traffic conditions.
Oh.
And you can actually win, maybe, if you get the right judge.
That's what happened to me.
Well, sure it is.
You won?
No, but it was way too unsafe to be driving slowly. So that's what I'm going with.
That's her story, and she's sticking to it.
Uh-huh. All right. If you missed any of the stories we talked about today, you can go to autoflex.com, click on the Facebook page, like it, and follow along with everything we discussed. Or if you need to give Autoflex a call, 817 or 972-234-1234 is that phone number. Thank you to JP, the Snuggle Monster, for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.